When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So a friendly reminder is very different than reminding your friends to show up and be present. It's a different energy. Let's talk about it. Guys, what's going on? Welcome to the Bird Brain Podcast, where the goal is to rise above it all, stay elevated, create that infinity, up your you. I'm your host, Isaiah, and today is an interesting topic of discussion. And I think the reason why it's interesting is because there are so many ways. There's a difference between assumption and awareness. I'll start there, okay? There's a difference between making assumptions of people and being aware of certain behavioral patterns and just, you know, recognizing what is. I love that the birds are like chirping. Hope you guys are not disturbed by that or distracted by that. But there's a difference between awareness and assumption, right? Assumptions are simply made with very little information. And a lot of times they can come from preconceived notions, right? All these things that are not necessarily results of the actions or situations that you are dealing with. Sometimes even when we assume what someone is saying versus asking for clarity, right? The assumption is based off of what we think or our ego or like a previous experience, whatever. So the assumption comes from lack of awareness. So when it comes to awareness means observation, okay? To be aware of certain things and to, you know, you can pull from your previous experiences, but also you're aware of what's taking place in this moment in time. And it's so funny. I think one of the things, I don't know if I talked about this before, but forgive me if I'm repeating it, but I have found that a lot of people really do avoid their birthdays. And when you talk about the birthday aspect of it, they downplay it. They're like, oh yeah, it's just another day. You know, it's not really a big deal, or this isn't a big birthday, so it's not that big of a deal. I'm just going to do whatever. And then if you are around them enough, or you know them well enough, or you let them talk long enough, there's more information to that. There's a lot more information to that. In their process, there have been people or experiences that reminded them in no uncertain ways that they were not important to celebrate. There are people who demand the absolute world on their birthday. And it's like, we are going to Australia and then we're hitting Canada by 5 p.m. So be ready for that. And you should be able to afford your tickets, you know, this, and this. Then we're going to have an extravagant dinner on a hot air balloon going across Europe. Like they go, it's a little extravagant and the demands are there. However, there are people who don't have any demands and kind of get left to fend for themselves in a lot of ways. And then when they do what they do for their birthdays for themselves or whatever, there are people who don't show up or people who don't even try to plan for them, okay? People who don't even take initiative, okay? And then that sits on them in a very disappointed way of like, oh, I would have hoped that there was some initiative. And even if they ask, you know, a person says, oh yeah, I forgot, or oh, I had so many things going on. It's so funny when we tell people what we're busy with, because we fail to realize that we're literally telling this person, hey, all of these things matter before you. All of these things matter before you or over you. And then sometimes if you listen to people talk, what you are seeking, they do, right? They've done for other people. They like it done for themselves. So it's not a foreign concept to them. They are able-bodied, right? So when we have this discourse online, right, of like, oh yeah, you know, sometimes people are going through things, or, you know, sometimes people need to be reminded, all these other things. But then you listen to people talk about what's important to them and what they've done for other people in the past, etc. And it's like, oh, okay, so you do these things. This is not a foreign concept to you. You know how to do this. Awesome. Awesome. But when it came to me, it slipped your mind. And I want you to understand something. You don't have to remind people of the things that they plan to do. Especially when it comes to you. You don't have to remind people constantly to be present in your life. If it feels like you are reminding, or you got to make hints at people, that means that they are not, and they have shown over time, like you've been aware that they've shown over time that they don't prioritize you to the capacity that you probably prioritize them. The lack of care is very evident, okay? The lack of effort, the lack of initiative, the lack of priority is very evident in how this person moves and how they treat you. And sometimes there is this energy of like, oh, well, you know, maybe I'm wrong or whatever. You're old enough. If you're an adult, you kind of know right from wrong. Okay? You know right from wrong. And I always say, you can tell. People kind of show you who they are at the beginning. We are always showing people who we are at the very beginning. And then we are consistently behaving in that way. We might have deviations, you know, one-offs here and there, but we show people who we are from the very beginning. But when you witness it, even, you know, take it off of birthdays, even like, you know, having milestones and things that are important to you, how do people treat those things? I was saying on a video recently, like, big people in your life won't allow or require you to be small, right? It's the way that they make it a point to honor the things that you do, who you are, all that. They are excited about it. Let's go. What's this is going on? Oh man, you know, this is amazing. I love that. What are we doing for it? Or somebody who's just willing to say, hey, how can I help you? How can I show up? What do you need? And they followed through. A friendly reminder is not a constant reminder. And you do not have to remind somebody to be a friend. Okay? You do not have to remind somebody to be a friend. That's not what friendship is. Okay? And in a grand scheme, if we're being honest, friendship at its core is not a hard concept. It's only difficult when we have a difficulty wanting to be present outside of our convenience. That's when friendship becomes hard for a lot of people, when they don't want to be there. Okay. And we see online, we see in social media, all these semantics, right? About like why somebody can't show up. And then there's the weaponizing of mental health. One of the things I see a lot of times that really, it bugs me, unfortunately, because it is such a downplay and diminishing of, you know, mental challenges, right? ADHD, depression, okay, anxiety about things. Like, those are real things. And they don't have anything to do with somebody's character. Nothing to do with a person's character. And what happens when we overuse those things, right? And we overexhaust those concepts, is it makes the entire community or the entire collective look faulty. And then you have somebody who has ADHD who is present, and they make it a point to show up. They're like, yeah, I don't behave that way. Or somebody who has depression, like, yeah, you know, I don't move that way. I make it a point to be present, right? Because I understand how important it is. That's character. Okay. So it's really just important to understand, you know, how you move, what you're seeking, but also being aware of how other people navigate with you. And when it comes to the concept of reciprocation is just mutual effort, right? So instead of being so caught up in somebody's lack of reciprocation, learn to reciprocate to the capacity that somebody else is willing to take care of the relationship. Okay? Reciprocate to that level. And that will balance the relationship out. Reciprocal relationships feel like rest. That's what I was talking about, or like, that's just what I've been centered on and understanding, even for myself. Reciprocal relationships feel a lot like rest. And it came when I was having a conversation with a buddy. Just an amazing human, and one of the people that are in my corner that's like just my counsel. You know what I'm saying? And we were just talking, like we were catching up in messages, you know, because we don't always talk all the time or even see each other that often. But we were, you know, catching up in messages and, you know, sharing our experiences. And it was just so interesting because it really was this exchange of truth, but also just intention and peace. And I was sitting there sending them a message and also listening to their message. And I was like, man, I feel good. With everything going on, I feel good. And even in this moment talking to this person, I feel really at rest. This is a person, near or far, I know that I can trust to be there for me because they've shown it. There's been a history of them being present, them taking initiative, them being supportive, and vice versa, right? So it really is this understanding of friends don't need reminders to be friends. And if you are constantly reminding somebody, while they are showing you, they are reminding you that, hey, I don't have the capacity, or I don't have the intention, right? This is not a place I'm looking to prioritize, because if I was, I would have by now. This is different than teaching the fundamentals to a kid in a sandbox versus a full-grown adult who's made it this far in life. Okay? You can lead by example with your friendship. Your goal is to not be a friend to somebody who is constantly teaching you that they are not looking to be one in return. You will not lose out on somebody who is not invested in you. Period. You'll be fine. Okay? And when it feels like you are reminding somebody, and it's a feeling, it's really a feeling that kind of sits in your body, you know it. Right? You feel like you're always kind of I gotta push you along to be present for me. I gotta remind you to be present for me because you're not gonna do it on your own. Get there sooner, okay? Get there sooner. And understand, people that you care about, you don't necessarily need to have a connection with, especially if they are not sustaining it. You know, so the whole thing of like, oh yeah, well, I really care about this person. Cool. Now ask yourself, do they care about me in action? What have they exhibited in terms of their level of care for me? Do I feel cared for? And right, feelings can be subjective, but a feeling is a feeling. And you can ask yourself that truth. How do I feel in my dynamic with this individual? How am I showing up for the relationship or the person? Okay, am I being what I seek? What are my demands? Okay, and the bare minimum is not a demand. And at the same time, a friend shouldn't only be willing to do the bare minimum. It's a relationship, okay? And even people in your life, take it just off of friendship, but people who are looking to be present, they always find a way. This is why I say it's so important to realize the delicacy of connections, like how rare and delicate genuine connections are. And that's not to be, you know, jaded by, because I think even for myself, I've learned to just recognize where I'm giving to. And I feel good, right? I sleep peaceful at night because it's like, there are some relationships in my life that are so grounding. They feel amazing and I value it and I value them. And I make sure to take care of those relationships. Why? Because they're precious and I want to sustain them. They feel good. So I make sure they feel good in return. Okay. But those people, I don't feel like I'm constantly having to remind to be in my life. A friendly reminder is very different than reminding somebody to be a friend. If somebody can't show up or not willing to show up or has had a pattern of just kind of like, you know, being so fixated on what they are needing from the situation and not really providing, that's information. And be willing to pivot, okay? Because it keeps you out of that locked-in cycle of what you have to tolerate, whatever. People will give you advice based on the level of accountability they have, okay? People will give you advice based on the level of accountability that they have. But I want to tell you something about relationships. The funny thing about relationships, and I want you to always remember this, they are a choice. Relationship with anyone is a choice because you have to be present. So you get to decide at the end of the day who you want to sustain a connection with, especially if they are not doing their due diligence to sustain it on their own. Okay. I hope you guys have an amazing week. Mental Health Awareness Month is coming up. If you guys are in LA, April 27th, 3 p.m., I will be doing a Meet the Author. I don't know what's up with my words today. It's too early. But I'll be doing a Meet the Author book signing at Barnes & Noble in Glendale, 3 p.m. Pacific time. I'll be stepping out. So come through. I'm saying hi. It might be a little Q&A session. Just something cool for the people. So if you're out here, I'll see you then. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Take flight.